Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, and welcome to The Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, August the 14th, 2012. Looks like one more day of record or near-record temperatures, then the long-awaited cool-down, if ever so slightly, will begin tomorrow, I hope. The home of The Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station that has great reach. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and you can listen to our program anytime, anywhere at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. And now there is a link to the show at the GV News. That's gvnews.com. That's the website for our friends at the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll get things rolling with State Representative Dr. Matt Hines, a Democrat who is running for Congress in CD2 against incumbent Congressman Ron Barber. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins me. We'll be talking about the Tuesday Money Maker Report and what's been going on over in Europe as Europe flirts with a recession. 30 minutes past the hour, Pima County Recorder F.N. Rodriguez will be with me in studio. Then we'll wrap up the show with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, and we're happy to say the Buckmaster Show Arts Contributor. We encourage you to join us at any time during the program on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. We now join on the Buckmaster Show live line, 35-year-old Tucson doctor, Dr. Matt Hines, state representative, who is running for Congress against Ron Barber. Dr. Hines, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Tell me how the campaign is going.
You know, it's going really well. We're getting a great response from the voters reaching out to. We've contacted just about 40,000 individual voters by phone, by walking, doing telephone town halls and other town halls around the district, at least 8 so far in Cochise County, getting a fantastic response. We just had a forum that was actually supposed to be a discussion between me and my opponent this past weekend on the east side, so our east side Democrats, Tankaverde Democrats, hosted that. Unfortunately, it's been very difficult to find my opponent. He has not agreed to engage in a public debate with me, and in fact, we will not be meeting together in a public format until Arizona Illustrated airs on August 20th. And I hear from voters, they're very frustrated because they want to hear him talk about some of his points of view as well. So it is kind of flustering some of the voters not being able to see and hear both of us at the same time. But I'm having a great time getting out there talking to people, and we're getting a great response.
So, in other words, your only meeting with him will be on that Channel 6 event, but you're not doing any kind of face-to-face where there's a live forum, because I'm sure that the ACPM event will be a taped event. Yeah,
right. That is right. And I had really high hopes because, as you know, the month of August, starting from August 3rd, Congress is in recess, so he is available and in the area, but refusing to engage with me. And not for lack of trying, the Democratic groups have been really great. The Green Valley Democratic clubs have tried to get a debate, and he told them no. He sent Steve Farley, another legislator, to debate me this past weekend on Saturday afternoon on the east side, which did not go over very well because people really want to hear from my opponent, not from a surrogate. So, and also, the Seravista Herald in Cochise County wanted to host something as well, and they were told no. And the Pima Community College wanted to host a forum, and they were also told that he would not be available. So that is frustrating things a bit, but, you know, we're getting our message out loud and clear about the need for someone with experience, 4 years in the legislature, with a track record of being the most effective and productive Democrat in the Senate or House for that time, and how important it is to have a background as a physician in healthcare, because truly the problems that faced me in the hospital with my patients, there's no political trapping, right? We solve problems, focus like a laser on solutions, and that's what the country needs, and that's what Southern Arizona needs.
And you've been at Tucson Medical Center now a number of years, almost 10 years, right?
That's right. For the first three, as part of my residency training, I did a lot of time also at in the VA hospital system and at UMC, and for the past almost 7 years, entirely at Tucson Medical Center.
State Representative Matt Hines is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Hines is going against Ron Barber in that newly drawn Congressional District 2 in the Democratic primary. So jobs, improving jobs in the economy, I assume, is at the top of your list.
Absolutely. And another nonpartisan issue. We've got to get a handle on this, and we've got to do everything we can to help our small businesses, to get them access to credit, to get people access to credit, to help the money and some of the lending start flowing better. So many of those bailouts that President Bush and Obama authorized went to the banks, and then they sat on it, and they're still sitting on it. So freeing up those credit lines, and that is really what we have to do to help small businesses and to help people trapped in terribly high subprime mortgages that are underwater with no equity, freeing up a few hundred dollars a month by helping to get more of these folks renegotiated rates is something we can do through HUD. And we've got to push that, because that's going to have the greatest direct effect on the people's ability to spend and our businesses' ability to hire new positions and expand.
How do you think Ron Barber's done so far? I know you've been critical, I think, of his first couple of votes.
That's right. And it's not just me, Bill. I've heard that literally every single town hall and every forum I go to, the questions crop up. Why did he side with Tea Party extremists from Utah, Representative Bishop, on rolling back environmental protections along a 100-mile margin of the border? The rolling back Bo Udall's Arizona Wilderness Act, for one, very troubling, when the Border Patrol and Homeland Security said that bill will not help us do our job any better. We don't have trouble with these laws. That made no sense to me as a representative, and it certainly didn't seem to make sense to a lot of voters who bring it up. And we can't have a representation that caves in to that kind of extreme agenda. The second vote, when we talked about this before, was that very peculiar vote with regard to Eric Holder and the Fast and Furious business. There was a contempt vote, a criminal contempt vote that my opponent proposed. But then he voted yes to authorize the U.S. House to file a lawsuit against Eric Holder and also challenge the president's executive privilege, use of executive privilege. And that gets around, you don't address the problem by trying to humiliate the administration. That doesn't get anything done. The problem, as you well know, is that we don't have any laws at the federal level or our state level that make trafficking of weapons a crime. And so that's not a solution. And I'm really, really saddened to see that vote occurred, and I also just found out that the NRA is using that resolution that he voted yes on to score representatives, and I certainly hope that wasn't the reason he voted yes, but I'm really worried that could be another sign of inexperience and of my opponent caving into more extremist views.
Yeah. Are you making some enemies within the Democratic Party leadership with this run rather than getting on board with the program and supporting Ron Barber?
You know, I'm proud of my campaign, and I'm proud of the fact that early on in January, despite my being the first one to declare, I stepped aside for my opponent and to defer to Gabby and her wishes to help him win and defeat Jesse Kelly. And that was all of our priority as a Democrat. And that's something that I gave money, I gave time, volunteers, very proud of that. And now we're looking to the future, and we're looking for someone to be in there permanently for 2 years, and we have to have the right experience and someone who has a track record, a proven track record of standing up and doing what's needed for Southern Arizona. And I have that. And in terms of any party elites out in D.C. and what they may or may not want, for Southern Arizona, frankly, I don't care what they think, because I'm beholden to the voters and the constituents right here in Southern Arizona. So I'm going to let them decide.
Mr. Barber, I believe, was visiting the border yesterday. Do you agree with him on anything to do with the border, or do you also take issue there?
I'm glad you found him. I didn't know that he was down there. That's great. I'm glad to hear that he's there visiting. I wish he would vote. I don't see that he has voted in a way at this point to make the border any more secure, or to really push forward comprehensive immigration reform, or to stand up to the NRA or any of the other lobbies to say we really need to have a discussion about not just mental health, but some of these laws that allow for all of these weapons to move south across the border. So if he's addressing those issues, then I think we probably do agree, but I don't know that he is.
How are you doing on fundraising? Have you had enough money for this campaign?
Absolutely. I'm really proud to say that a lot of my colleagues in healthcare have been very generous to donate to my effort. And at this point, we are now over $200,000 raised, and as you know, mostly spent. I will be releasing another ad in the next, in the next 24 hours, and we'll be up now with two ads throughout a lot of cable networks. And we've sent out multiple rounds of mailers, done multiple telephone town halls, and we're getting my name out there. And that we're running a really robust campaign and a really efficient one. So I'm pleased to say we've had the resources we've needed to compete.
And you've been doing a lot of these town halls, haven't you?
Absolutely. I think eight alone in Cochise County, and really great response there. And I've been on the border myself. In fact, I not only just visiting Bisbee and Naco, but I did cross the border down in Naco to take a look at that area and to talk with the people in the Naco region and to just hear what their issues are and their concerns are. And they shared a lot of it with me. And while they do have concerns about security, they really want to protect and respect their environment. And they were so concerned about that very first vote that my opponent made to just ignore those environmental laws, even though it wouldn't make us more secure.
Okay. Representative Matt Hines. Dr. Hines, how can folks find out more about you?
HinesForCongress.com, HeinzForCongress.com, or take a look at us on Facebook as well.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, one more thing. Yeah. Arizona Illustrated, August 20th, 6:30 p.m. That will be the first time that people will be able to see me and my opponent talk to each other at the same time.
All right. Thanks a lot. We will have, by the way, Ron Barber on the show tomorrow here on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be back.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, heard every Tuesday at this time on the Buckmaster Show. And let's see what Shell has. He's got sort of a slight smile that indicates a little movement up on the upside for the Dow Jones Industrial.
Just the littlest of little movements.
Just a slight smile.
You know, the nice thing about it is that we're holding at around the 13,100 level. It seems to have stabilized there. It didn't do that the last time it got up there. So I'm hopeful that maybe some of the volatility will be taken out of this for the next several months. It would be very helpful if it were taken out.
Some official figures released today from London and Eurostat. As you know, Shelley, that is the European Union Statistics Agency, and these statistics indicate that Europe is edging closer to recession, dragged down by the crippling debt problems of the 17-country euro bloc.
Yeah, the debt problems clearly are a problem, but it's a kind of head in the oven, feet on a cake of ice problem. Some of the countries are in just great shape and some of the countries are not. And it's the bad news countries that are getting the most press and the most discussion. What I've been reading about, and, you know, call me Pollyanna if you like, but what I'm reading about are some statistics and some trends that are pointing toward a rebalancing of the fundamental problem that's causing the instability in the Eurozone. And that problem is, if you are part of another currency and you can't control the value of that currency vis-a-vis the people you're trading with, you lose an ability to really regulate a lot of your own economy. And that's one of the things that has plagued especially the peripheral countries in Europe, Italy, Greece, Portugal, Ireland. What's happening? Let's put Greece aside for a second because who knows what's going to happen there. What's happening is that other countries or the peripheral countries are working very hard to reduce their cost of labor. The initial theory was that with one currency, people would be able to move between countries to where the jobs were. That hasn't happened. It turns out that regional differences, language differences, cultural differences have still made it very difficult for people to move. So the adjustments in cost of labor that have to be made, since you can't adjust your currency, you have to essentially cut back on your labor costs if you're going to get your manufacturing up and be able to be competitive in the export world. Those cost reductions have to be made internally. Essentially, you have to give people cuts in wages. We're beginning to see that to a very, very large extent now in Ireland and in Spain, especially somewhat in Portugal. At the same time, the countries with the highest costs of labor are beginning to control the rises in their costs, so that Germany, for instance, has got that somewhat under control. So does France. To the extent that that allows the peripheral countries to be more competitive in their exports, then that builds recovery. That means they can actually begin to grow their economies again. Now, is that a kind of a policy wonks, hopeful signs? I think it is, but it's also very meaningful because that's the fundamental changes that need to be made to get Europe back in good health.
Shelley Fishman is with us. Let's go to Dan now. Dan has a question for Shelley about the euro. It's a pretty good question, I think.
Hi,
go
Dan.
Ahead, Dan.
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead, Dan.
I have a very large investment concerning the euro. I bought it at less than a dollar. I think it was about 93 cents at that time. Now, I'm thinking about selling that now. I believe the euro's around 122, 124. But what's holding the euro up? I mean, why isn't it back down below 90 where I bought it? If the economy over there is so weak, then why is the euro still so strong?
Good question, Dan.
Well, the euro is strong for a lot of reasons. One is that the U.S. dollar has been fluctuating, and while the dollar has shown some strength recently, it has been relatively weak. And I think there are some policy reasons for keeping the dollar weak, namely to make our exports more attractive. One of the reasons I think we've recovered out of the 2008-2009 recession more rapidly than in most of Europe has been our weak dollar. So that's one of the things that's holding the euro up. The other thing that's holding the euro up is, I think, an emotional kind of feeling that if Europe gets its act together, the euro will become the alternative to the U.S. dollar in terms of the world currency of last resort.
And when the euro was way up, there was a lot of serious talk about that.
Oh,
when the
there
euro
absolutely
was like $1.40 or something.
When I was in Greece 2 years ago, I think it was $1.60.
Yeah,
it was a very expensive trip.
It was very expensive to travel to Europe.
So timing is everything, Dan, and you missed it there. But I can tell you that what's holding the euro down right now is the strengthening dollar vis-a-vis the euro. But at $1.25, I don't know, that's a 20% gain on your investment. Don't know when you made your investment, but you know, it might be time to lighten up a little bit.
For the investor, why is this important?
Oh, because, first of all, Europe
– not just about the euro, but for our portfolios.
Right, because that – Europe is our largest trading partner. The middle class in Europe is the largest block of middle class anywhere in the world. And they're already middle class, which means they're already spending a bunch of money. We don't have to watch them move slowly there. Most American companies, most of the companies that Americans invest in are heavily invested in Europe. And therefore, as goes Europe, goes our economy as well. It's the integration of the world economies, Bill, that mean that we can no longer stop at the water's edge. We have to, as investors, view the entire world when we make those decisions.
Shelley Fishman, who operates out of Pyramid Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Pyramid doing a great job.
Oh, they're doing a great job.
They
it's
are.
Growing like crazy.
Yeah, growing like crazy. New branches all the time. Shelley, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950, Bill.
And there is a link to the Shelley Fishman website on my website, buckmastershow.com. Shelley, have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A fast-moving wildfire in Washington state has burned at least 60 homes, forced about 400 people to evacuate. President Obama is accusing Mitt Romney of wanting to maintain billions in taxpayer subsidies for oil companies rather than investing in wind energy and other homegrown energy sources. Romney, visiting Ohio's coal country, accuses the Obama administration of waging a war on coal. An Ohio man arrested with a loaded gun, ammo, and knives at a showing of the latest Batman movie has been indicted on several weapons counts. And the founder and chief organizer of the annual pro-life march in Washington, D.C. has died. Nellie Gray was 86 years old. The Dow is up 11 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended Custom Foot Orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34, and this portion of our show is presented by our friends in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Lots going on this fall over in Silver City, including a Pick-A-Rama. That's going to be kind of a nonstop music festival returning
to Silver City the weekend of September 7th. Plenty of great places to stay in the area, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Bear Creek Cabins, and Manzano's RV Park. For more information, visit southwestnewmexico.org. FN Rodriguez joins us now on the Buckmaster Show. She is the Pima County Recorder. She has been the recorder since 1992. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing wonderful.
Tell me a little bit about how the election is going. I know you had pretty much a record number of requests for early votes, right?
Yes, you know, and I'm very proud, I got to tell you, Bill, that the permanent early voting list is actually my sponsorship for legislation to get people to be on the permanent early voting list. And I'm very happy that we have almost 60% of the voters here in Pima County who have signed up for this method of voting. It's very popular. It's one of my key mark legislations that I promoted. And now we need to work on getting all those people to return their early ballots. We did have a high number of independents who are qualified to request an early ballot for the primary. They just have to declare which political party ballot they want to send. And that's their right. That's the way the laws are structured. So we just hope to see a good turnout for this primary election. And as usual, we will have a good one for the general election.
So if you are an independent, you can request a ballot from either party, correct?
You can request either a Democrat ballot or a Republican ballot. Once you make your selection, that is your choice. And if you like the method of going to the polling location, what you would do is then tell the poll worker which political party ballot that you would want for this particular election. Let me emphasize, it does not change your party registration. It's just that we need to know which party ballot to issue for this election.
And how do you get that request in?
They can simply call my office at 724-4333. Or they can go online at recorder.pima.gov and click on early ballot request.
FN Rodriguez is with us. She is a Democrat. She's running again for reelection. You have cut back a bit on the polling places because I guess early voting has become so popular and the mail-in voting has become so popular. You just don't need all those locations.
Well, first of all, that's a decision by the Pima County Board of Supervisors to designate polling locations and precinct boundaries and things of that nature. And they made the determination that that Pima County did not need as many precincts, therefore you don't need as many polling locations because people are obviously going using the permanent early voting method of their choice of how they want to cast their ballot. And I also offer early voting sites. We have all our early voting sites open throughout the valley. Again, they can go to my website, recorder.pima.gov, click on early voting sites, and they're scattered throughout the valley. And we even have an early voting site in Ajo and then on the Tohono Nation and the Pasco Yaqui Nation.
I think this is one of the first times you've had some competition. A Republican candidate, Bill Beard, is running against you in the fall general election. Mr. Beard has claimed that there's been a complete lack of leadership on your part and your office on several issues. How do you respond to him on this leadership issue?
Well, first of all, Mr. Beard is incorrect in my opinion and also a lot of other opinions. And I have cross-party political support. I have support from Democrats and high-ranking Republican officials. You know, Bill, this is a complex office. This is an administrative office. You need to be projected in how you're going to do with it. And what I did is I had a lucrative career. I had 13 years. I was CEO of our family business. I took that experience, enveloped it into public service in the recorder's office. And of course, I deal with revenue. I'm a revenue-based department. I have expenses. Obviously, I have to make a payroll. I have to buy supplies. I have to do public service. We provide a product. But we're a revenue-based department. And I'm very proud to tell you is that on the recording side, which everybody who have purchased a home has to deal with my office, is that we have generated in excess of $10 million since I've been in office. And that's $10 million more than my actual expenses that I've given to Pima County Board of Supervisors to pay for other county needs as they determine. So it's a well-rounded group. It's just not the voter registration and voting. And I think Mr. Beard is lacking in the whole complexity of the department. I must deal and work with political parties, both on the Republican side, Democrat, Libertarian, and Green. even dealing with legislation, even dealing with voter registration issues. I must deal with all the political parties within my office. So I have that crossed a board respect from the political parties on that and for this office. I've been a poll worker, so I understand the complexities about actually being a poll worker. I don't know if Mr. Beard has ever been one. I know the internal operations of dealing with the elections. And I'm not responsible, according statutorily, for the actual selection of the polling locations. I don't count the actual ballots. But I bring forth recommendations, legislative item changes that I see that I think that's beneficial to Pima County and the state of Arizona. So it's a complexity of a vast, a wide area of things.
And one of the accusations Mr. Beard has made that that you have had processing of ballots, there have been some errors through several election cycles, disenfranchising some voters.
Well, yes, he's brought that forward, and we do have a public records request from an individual, and we're bringing forth that operation. We know clearly what it is, and are all elections run perfectly? We try to attempt at. Again, I'm not responsible for poll workers and what happens with poll worker issues. But until you've been a poll worker, you know, and they only do this, I don't like to beat up poll workers because this is something they only do maybe once every 2 years they bring forth. And we're also dealing with just the elderly that are coming forth to be a poll worker. So the complexities of laws have had them. So, you know, we try to avoid mistakes. Sometimes, unfortunately, they happen, but we try to take corrective measures if, in fact, they do.
The top priority for your campaign this time around, what is it?
My top priority is to increase the permanent early voting list and to get Pima County up to at least 75%, because it has been a proven fact that the more people that have received an early ballot, they're more inclined to participate in the voting process. And that's what elections are about. You know, we know the generations that are the 70 and 80 age bracket, they vote. We need to reach the generations of the 50s, the 40s, and the 30s, and the 20s to teach them civics 101. What are the impacts of voting? You know, why don't they want to participate? You know, an elected official is going to be elected whether they think their vote is important or not. I think every election is important, whether it's a city council, whether it's a school board, whether it's a fire district board. Fire district boards will determine how much you're going to be charged for that fire district. Well, I don't know about you, Bill, but that's important to me, how much somebody's mm-hmm. going to charge for me. So I think we're going back, all of us, reaching out with business leaders, civic groups. I'm working with the Sandra Day O'Connor's function of trying to reach out to the citizens who we've lost for some reason that don't understand the issues of but either the candidates or the issues that impact our daily lives.
Some, I think Oregon went all mail-in
voting. They did all mail-in voting. It's very popular up here.
I think it's good to have some locations for the people who like it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, and we do offer that yeah. that opportunity yeah. for them. You know, but we live on a high fast. The number one question I get from emails is that when are we going to start doing voting online? Well, the technology is not there yet, so we need to do that. And plus, we also have to keep in mind we're a recall state. But I'm very proud of my accomplishments that have. I have some unfinished business that I would like to be able to continue. I do focus on the recording side. You can't just focus on the voter registration side because the recording division is also very important because, you know, we do recording transactions every day.
There is an elections director. You are not the elections director in Pima
County.
No,
I'm not. The elections director is under the auspices of the county administrator, who the Pima County Board of Supervisors, who in statute is the responsible party. They have delegated this authority to the county administrator, who is Chuck Huckleberry, and he is appointed Brad Nelson as the elections director.
So the recorder is different from the elections director.
Absolutely. I am not responsible for the election. He does not report to me.
But there is confusion, I think.
Oh, absolutely. There is confusion out mm-hmm. there. And there are some other counties that the election director is underneath the recorder, but that's because their board of supervisors has made a contract with a recorder to do it that way.
So how do you think the primary is what kind of turnout do you think we might have overall for this primary election?
Well, we have some contested primary elections and some legislative district races. Obviously, the CDU2 has an election.
Yeah, we just spoke with Dr. Hines, and we'll have Ron Barber on tomorrow. So
and, of course, the Republican side also
Republican,
has –
Republican Martha McSally and Mark Costa.
And then you also have the United States Senate. And you have the U.S.
Yes.
Senate race.
Yes.
But I do also have a website. It's for my campaign. They also have a link to my office website. But it's Rodriguez4, spelled F-O-R, for recorder.com.
And you have – do you believe you have support from across the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, and independents?
Yes, I do. And some of the Green Party candidates too.
All right. F. Ann Rodriguez, our guest, the Pima County Recorder, talking about the upcoming primary election, and her opponent, Republican Bill Beard, who we have also had on this program. Thank you, Ann, for being with us.
Thank you.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1249. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We welcome now the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks very much. How are you?
Well, it's good to hear from you again, and you have been a very busy lady. You've got the cover story coming up in the Tucson Weekly here in a day or so, the Fall Arts Review, and I don't really, or preview, I don't know where to begin. There's so much material.
I know. Well, how do you think I felt writing it, Bill?
Oh my goodness. Why don't we begin with something kind of fun, and that's this Puppets Among Us,
right?
Playhouse. Not only is it fun, and we'll begin with it because it is coming up quite soon.
Right, yeah. First of all, I have to say, what a great name. Puppets Among Us. It's a new puppet theater. And it's been developed by Matt and Sarah Cotton. And Matt Cotton used to be in Tucson Puppet Works, which was a wonderful thing on Congress Street some years ago. He's also the guy that helps people make the big puppets for the All Souls procession every single year. You know how the people create gigantic puppet heads that they wear down the street to memorialize their departed loved ones? He's the person who shepherds that project each year. So he and his wife have started a little theater company, and all the players are puppets. And it's going to open up on August 25th, sort of a preview show. The regular season isn't until November. But on August 25th at the Rogue Theater, they're going to do a play about Frida and Diego, our old friends, El Sueño de Frida. And that's just going to be one day, and there's going to be live music. But they've actually developed their own playhouse on West St. Mary's, and starting in November, they'll have a whole regular series of plays every month acted entirely by puppets.
That's going to be fun and something to look forward to this fall, as if there isn't enough to look forward to. There's so much arts going on. I want to talk about something called the Desert Initiative.
Yeah, this is an interesting project. They say it's 30 to 40 different venues in five Southwest states are doing art exhibitions related to the desert. And in Tucson, several institutions have gone on board, and they can do whatever they want. But, of course, the ones in Tucson are going to be mostly about the Sonoran Desert in our own borderlands. And getting started with the Luis Carlos Bernal Gallery at Pima College. Sounds like a really interesting show. They're calling theirs Looking Across the Border, about our own southern Arizona border. There's a wonderful photographer, David Taylor, who I learned has just joined the faculty at the U of A. He's made quite a name for himself nationally for very large-scale photos of the border. I still remember some images he displayed at Joseph Gross a few years ago, just kind of mind-bogglingly beautiful but devastating photos of the border. One of the Tohono O'odham Reservation where you felt like you were seeing for miles, and you could see that border wall cutting through the land all along the way. And then a couple of other photographers, a guy named Paul Turone, and a Mexican artist, Alejandro Cartagena. So that's going to be a big show starting up, let's see, it's right here at the end of August, August 27th. So that will kick off the Desert Initiative in Tucson.
And and I was going to say that this is very close to your heart because of your book, which has been so widely received, and how folks about the border crossers. And a world separated by borders, is this part of that show, or is that part of the Desert Initiative as well?
This is one at the Arizona State Museum.
Yeah.
No, actually, and I asked them, I asked the people at the State Museum, is this part of the Desert Initiative? And they don't seem to be part of that, but it would certainly fit in with the theme. This is an interesting woman. I've seen her photographs before, too, Alejandra Platt Torres. She says she is the great-granddaughter of a U.S. migrant to Mexico. A great-grandfather of hers immigrated from the United States to Mexico, to Sonora, you know, some generations ago. So she has that, you know, twist on immigration in her own background. She makes very beautiful black and white photos of migrants, specifically in the desert, and she's been traveling around the borderlands for a couple of years, you know, taking those photos really at her own expense. It's just sort of a project of love that she does. So the Arizona State Museum will be opening that show in October.
A little plug for your book?
Oh, and my book is The Death of Joceline, which, you know, that's how I met Alejandra originally. She came to one of my readings, because my book is about the same subject, about the deaths of migrants here in our borderlands, and, you know, her photos just are a perfect match for the kinds of things that I write about.
Margaret Regan is with us. Margaret is the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor. She's the Buckmaster Show Contributor on Arts, and this is segment is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Barbara Kingsolver is coming back to town.
Yes, how about that? And did you know she used to write for the Tucson Weekly?
I did know that, actually.
All of us at the Weekly feel that we, too, may one day follow Barbara's path to fame and fortune.
I tell you, Barbara and I go back a long way. I can remember interviewing her, I think it was her first book, The Bean Trees,
right?
It's first or second book, and subsequently we would have her on the TV show every time she had a new book, and of course she left Tucson to move back to Virginia,
She was originally from Kentucky, but now she's living in rural Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I think she still has a soft spot for Tucson in her heart, and she's coming here in November to promote her new book, which is a novel called Flight Behavior. And our own Antigone Books is sponsoring that. And the people at Antigone tell me that Barbara has a principle that she always launches her book through independent bookstores. So good for her. So this will be associated with Antigone's, but because Barbara attracts such a huge crowd, they'll do the event at the Temple of Music and Art. Now, that's November 18th, so something to put on your calendar.
When you looked through this long list of arts activities for the fall calendar, does it seem like it's about average from last year, or does it seem more or less?
I would say pretty much about the same. You know, Tucson is really a grown-up city now that often you have many events competing on the same. Whereas, you know, once upon a time, I think if there was a big event going on, that would be the one big event that you could go to. But now I notice a lot of dance taking place on the same night. Groups will be competing with a big troupe coming into Centennial Hall. It's just the nature of the beast. If you have lots going on, people are going to be competing for time. So I hope people will take a look at this. And, you know, it's a mammoth thing to put together, but it can be useful if you set it aside and circle the events you really want to see and then plan for that.
And we may touch on a few of these. We're going to have you back on next Tuesday. I mean, there's so many activities, and I know you love dance.
Yeah.
I keep hearing very good things about Suzie. That's Z-U-Z-I Dance Company.
Right. And, in fact, they're opening their season with another Frida Kahlo piece. A little mini Frida Kahlo trend going here in Tucson. They're doing a full evening's work with beautiful costumes based on her paintings. And there's going to be a flamenco twist, and a local flamencista, Barbara Schlussler, who goes around teaching flamenco here in town, is going to be in the show as well. And they always have live music, which is nice. And I believe that show's going to be at CVL. No, I'm sorry, another one of their shows is CVL. I think it's going to be in their own little theater.
Yeah, it's at the Suzie Theater in the historic YWCA. That's
right.
A great venue.
Yeah.
A lot of theater activities going on, too numerous to mention, but it's a full slate, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's exciting, too. You know, and one of the endearing things about Tucson is there are always new young people starting up new little theater companies. It's very nice to see. You know, we have... the next theater is sort of shepherded by Beowulf Theater. That's a new young group trying to do more experimental things, etc. The Late Night Theater at Live Theater Workshop is in new hands, and they say that all their plays are called devised plays, which means they sort of make them up. They're making one up right now. Like, they get a group of people together, and they improvise on themes. They may be using puppets as well and masks.
Wow. They're
kind of in the tradition of commedia dell'arte.
Gotta
so
go.
We'll see how that goes.
Margaret Regan, thank you very much. We'll see you next, talk with you next Tuesday. Thanks for being with us.
Look forward to it, Bill.
Okay, thanks. Margaret Regan from the Tucson Weekly. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. The bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by our favorite water, Culligan. It simply tastes better. Also, support comes from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. More at SplendidoTucson.com. Don't forget John C. Scott coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's the Wake Up Tucson guys. Chris and Joe will be here in this studio tomorrow morning. That's going to do it for Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon. See you with a midweek edition tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.